Jeez, I feel like I talk too much already. We're going to, before we get started, we're going to be moving our worship service Wednesday night. So stay tuned. We're not sure if it's going to be Wednesdays or Thursdays, but one way or another, we're trying to establish a set time. So it may be Wednesday or Thursday. It looks like we're going to still be Wednesday. This Wednesday is going to be Wednesday, and it's going to be worship and the service. So come out and get that meditated worship where the worship team can like minister to us, and then we'll have the message. Are we ready, James? All right. Well, I want to first thank everyone, those that are listening around the world, for your support and for your hearts to be opened to listen to this word. I have an opening scripture verse that I want to share in John chapter 15, verse 1, and you know what's nice is this actually opened up supernaturally to this verse, so I feel as though that this is definitely have to be said. The words that I speak are not of my own. The words that I speak are of the Father, and I am of the Father, and Jesus himself was also of the Father, and these are his words in red in this Bible, in this book that I call the Bible. It's the book that has been shown to me that is the closest that I have bared witness of my experience, my encounter with, I want to say, the God of the universe, the God of the world that we don't know, the God of creation, my God. And my God in itself is a wonderful God, and I want everyone to know my God. With that being said, I'm going to share this verse, and I want you to have an open heart and an open mind and understand that I am the true vine. And no one can come to God, no one can come to the Father, no one could know the God of the universe, this supreme being, without going through me. Now, there may be others, but you may not have known them yet or met them yet, but you've met me. And I'm here to confess and tell you that you can only come through God, you only can come to God, you only can know him unless you go through me. But yet he is inside of you. He dwells inside of you, and you know him too. The only thing that you don't know and know of him is the witness. And that's what I am. I am the witness to bear witness with the Father that is inside of you. So if I could morally tie this all up, God is inside of you, and my words will witness with what's inside of you. If you would open up your heart and just listen, God has been trying to speak to you for a long time. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And you probably have a tremendous amount of truth in you, and you don't even know it. What I am is the witness of what's inside of you. And every word that I speak to you, if you're honest with yourself, when you finally come to a place of surrendering and going deep inside, questioning and desiring, what do I really want to do? What do I really want to know? What is it? What is life? And you hear my words, it will bear witness, and you will wind up saying to yourself, oh my goodness, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You know something? You're right. And I know I'm right, because all I share and speak is what is already in you. So I'm only right to you. I'll never be right to someone else. I'll only be right to you, if that makes sense. Because it's God in you that I'm bearing witness with what's in you. I might say something to you that is just for you. I can't take what I say for you and say it to somebody else because it isn't for them. But there is a universal word that I speak to everyone. And this word that I speak on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings and those words that are taped is a universal word that comes from the universal God. And it's for everyone. It's like you can't have a sentence without and the. And the message that I speak is the ands and the thes that are bearing witness with what's inside of you. So when I speak a universal word. And then when I speak to you individually, I speak a word that is just for you and no one else. So right now I want you to open up your hearts because I'm going to speak a universal word from the universal God. From the God who created the heavens and the earth. The God who is not known but only known by faith and is only known by you. Truly. Because it's the truth within inside of you. And so open up your hearts, open up your eyes, open up your ears to hear the word. So in John chapter 15 verse 1 it says, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Now, I'm the vine. You're the branches. Everyone that is hearing my word, and you're honest with yourself, you will become my branch. If you aren't honest with yourself, the branch is cut off and it withers away. I hope you're not one of those branches. I hope that you end up yielding to the truth and submit and humble yourself to the point where you don't get cut off. You know, the word says if you get cut off, you get thrown in a fire to burn. But if you are one of the branches and you're not going to go into the fire and burn, what he also says is that you're going to be pruned. You're going to be pruned. Don't think that when you come and listen to the truth and the truth comes into your heart and you start walking in the truth, that things are going to be very hunky-dory. It's not going to be hunky-dory. You're going to be pruned. And you're going to have a snip here and a snip there and a snip here and a snip there. But there are good things that take place when you trim a bush, when you trim a tree. What happens? You get new growth. You get new sprouts. You become fuller. You become healthier. You become stronger. More life begins to happen. When you take a plant and you don't trim it at all, it grows all straggly. It grows like a mess. There's no form. There's no appearance. And sometimes it chokes itself. And then you have dead branches that eventually break off and snap off. And then eventually it withers away and dies. So it's good to come into the truth. It's good to allow the pruning to take place in your life. It's good because once you start pruning and then you have new growth, what happens after that? You begin to grab on new buds, new opportunities. New things begin to start happening in your life. Fruitful things. All of a sudden, your buds turn into flowers. And then your flowers turn into fruit. And then your fruit remains, and it's good. So every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And why I'm sharing this verse is because you may want to leave for a season, you might want to leave for a week, but if you leave completely and you don't listen to this word, you don't hear this word, you're not going to be able to sustain yourself. You're going to end up falling away and withering away. It's very important that you abide in the branch or in the vine because the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. It says right here that you may be able to think you can survive on your own. And maybe that may be true. You might be a withered, ugly-looking bush. Not pruned up, looking real good and full. You may not have any more opportunities come into your life. Will you survive? Yeah, you'll survive, but you'll be starving. You won't bear any fruit. It says here, unless it abides in the vine, and then it says, neither can you unless you abide in me. Now, when I say abide in me, I'm just saying abide in the word that is being spoken. If you see me, you see the word. I'm the word made flesh. That's what I am. How many people are understanding what I'm saying? Amen. You know, others may get very offensive with the words that I'm speaking. There's religious organizations out there that can't comprehend the fact that you're saying the same words as Jesus did, and Jesus is of God, and you're not God. Oh, yes, I am. How's that one? Hey, Sam, you want to really offend some people? Are you ready? Look, he's like, that's right. If you see me, you see the Father. If you see any of us leaders, you see God. You see the Father. And so I'm boldly confessing, boldly saying that you cannot live outside of the vine. And I am the vine. But only that what makes me the vine is not Jim, but God. He is the vine. I am just him. The words that I speak are not of my own, but of him. And I'm hoping that we will receive these words mature. There are a lot of people right now that are celebrating in our area a man who is projected in as a leader in a religious organization that multitudes are coming to see. It's unbelievable. It's insane. I hope he's bearing fruit. Because there's judgment that comes to those who confess this message. And we have more of a responsibility. And God says it's better not to know me than to know me and be lukewarm in this area. Let us bless that one. In verse 5, it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is casted out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done to you. This is the beauty of the blessing. If you heed the words that I'm saying and you abide in the word that is being said,
whatever you ask, it'll be given unto you. How many want everything that God has for them? Then abide in this vine. Abide in the message that I'm giving. Abide in the truth that is being told. Be honest with yourself. You've come. You've been seeking. You heard. Don't run away. The enemy, the devil, the darkness out there, the powers of forces are going to say to you, when you listen for the first time, this guy is full of himself. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Listen to the heresy that he's saying. That's wrong. How could he possibly say those things? I'm going to tell you, the forces of darkness are at work already. If you didn't say it, then I'm a liar. I guarantee that when you first heard this ministry, you first heard one of these tapes, the first time you heard it, I guarantee your whole heart and mind was filled with doubt. They don't want you to know the truth. The darkness doesn't want you to know. They don't want you to abide in the vine. They want you cut off and they want you to wither away. They don't want you. Matter of fact, they don't want leaders like myself to stand boldly and confess that they are of God and say that they have the Father in them and that they're the vine. And I speak to you leaders out there, you better begin to confess that you're the vine and get those people to hate you and speak truth so that they can see that they're being withered and maybe they'll come back and maybe their souls will be saved. But if you take a passive approach and you think that everybody is just going to be all full of passive and speak passive and be nice, you're not saving anybody's soul. You're not doing anybody good. Sometimes you have to send a little chaff in there. Sometimes you have to send a little fire in there. Sometimes you have to cause a little offense. These fences must come. And so I'm sharing with you in love. Don't take the wrong road. Don't go down the wrong path. Hear the words that I'm saying. Hear the words. Those that are listening to this tape, you might have listened to it once, maybe listened to it twice. Continue to listen. Destroy the doubt. Destroy the powers of darkness. Destroy the thoughts that are trying to enter into your head and say that these words are not right. These words are truth. And if you submit to the truth, you will find yourself free. If you argue and fight with the truth, you're going to find yourself going down a bad path. And you're going to find yourself cursed. You're going to find yourself not bearing fruit. No one can go away from the truth and bear good fruit. They'll bear fruit, but it'll be bad. It'll be bad fruit. How would you like to start something up, begin to have some profit, and then your profit just falls apart and rots? Or everything that you give falls apart. Everything that you do falls apart. Are you bearing truth? Are you walking in the truth? Now, you might not understand what the truth is because we're deceived. Just like when you listen to this message for the first time and the only thing that you have in your head is doubt. How many people have listened to a message and said to themselves, wonder if that's true or not? But if we can submit to ourselves, if we can lay ourselves down and listen and heed the word and be honest with ourselves, then it'll bear good fruit. God has a purpose and a plan for all of us. And the truth is the only thing that allows the witness, the bearing the fruit that will develop into prosperity, into a life that is beyond what you can imagine, but you want. For an example, how many of us have felt empty? There's something that we want, but we just don't know what it is. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about there are things inside of you that are buried very, very deep. And in that, there has been things that are on top of it that have been deceiving it because they don't want it to come alive. Your life wants to be unburied and live. God wants to unbury it and give you life. But there are other things out there. We can call it cares of the world, that are on top of your burial ground. And they're standing on top of it, lying to you, not being honest. And they're convincing you that this is the way life is. Has anyone reached the point of frustration where they give up and they say, well, I guess this is just the way it is? If you are out there like that, and that's what happened to you, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You ended up surrendering to the lies that are standing on top of your grave. And I want to bring resurrection life into you. I want to dig up your life, the one that's buried. And I want to dig it up and give you life. And the only way that I can dig it up is to push the ones that are standing on it out of the way. And we're going to call them lies. There are a lot of lies that are standing on your grave that you submitted to and agreed to, and that's what your life is. How many people are following me here? Good. And we give up. Not necessarily saying that we're giving up, but we submitted to say, okay, this is my life, and I'm going to live this life. I guess this is what it is. I guess this is the cards that I was dealt with, and I'm just going to play the cards that are given to me. Not even willing to accept the fact that there could be another new deal. There could be something new out there that could be dealt to you if you're willing to heed to the word. I'm the vine, and you're the branches. And no one can bear any fruit unless you abide in the vine. And when you come to submit yourself to the truth that is being spoken, when you hear these messages and you submit yourself to these messages and begin to believe on these messages, it will begin to push those individuals that are standing on your grave, that are lying on you, that are lying to you and telling you lies that are keeping you buried. These words push the liars out of the way. These words that I say push these dark forces that are standing on your grave and don't even give me a chance to dig it up. If you're willing to let these words push the darkness away, then I can take the shovel out and I can start digging and digging and digging, and then eventually my words will dig to you, and then my words will be able to reach down and grab your hand, and then my words are able to pull you up. My words will be able to hold you up. My words will be able to brush you off. My words will be able to clean you up. My words will be able to allow you to have strength to walk. My words will give you food. My words will give you drink. My words will give you energy. My words will give you a plan. And my words will give you a purpose. And my words will set you off in your purpose, your destiny. My words will bring life. How many people want that? Amen. So those that are listening, please destroy the thoughts that are already starting to enter in. There may be some first-time listeners that are listening because they might have been guided through the website or been guided by a pamphlet or been guided by a friend who have taken that step to log on for the very first time or come here for the very first time. That's when the battle starts. That's when the war starts. They're going to want to lie to you. They don't want you to be dug up. They don't want you to have a life. They want to continue to keep you killed, buried. They want you to be destroyed. They don't want you to have resurrection life. They don't want you to rise up out of the grave. They don't want you to have a life that I'm talking about that brings a joy and a peace and a love. They want you to surrender to the slop that you think that this was what was given to you. God didn't give you slop. He didn't ask for you to go out and eat with the pigs. He asked you to come dine at the banquet table with him. He said, I set a table before you. Come and eat with me. We serve a God who created us to be royalty, to walk in kingship and queenship, to walk in that place, not to be wallowing with the pigs, not to be putting ourselves in a situation that is lower than what we really want to live. There's no need for us to go into that realm. Allow these words to wash over you. Allow these words to cleanse you. Allow these words to bring you into a place where you really deserve to be. If you're hearing me today, if you have logged on or listened, please, I beg you to destroy the lies that are trying to tell you that this is the way life is and to deal with it, because that's not where it is. My words are life, and these words will give everlasting life. But you won't have life until you try it. You won't have life unless you receive it. You won't have life until you listen and obey. Not being conformed to your own thoughts. We have to humble ourselves before the Lord. We have to humble ourselves before the truth. We have to humble ourselves before the Word. And when the Word comes, a lot of times we're not going to like it. A lot of times we're not going to like what we have to hear. A lot of times we don't have to. Sometimes we were brought up believing a lie, and we made that lie a religion. We made that lie a law. And now we're surrendered to a law that is a lie. And that law and lie has allowed us to live it and put our own righteousness on it. And now we feel good in our righteousness that all was birthed by a lie. Like sin. How about feeling righteous going and confessing your sins to a man, and that man tells you that your sins are forgiven if you say 20 Hail Marys and 5 Our Fathers, and say it in Latin too. And you know what we did? We took the lie, we believed the lie, we followed the lie. We practiced the lie. We did the lie. And now we cloaked ourselves with righteousness of lie. And for me to tell you that you've been living a lie, what are you going to do? You know what you're going to do? You're going to hate me. Here comes the attack. Darkness doesn't want this truth to come out. But guess what? It's coming. You get mad because I'm asking you to take your cloak of righteousness off. You get upset and angry because you're mad. Your heart was meant right. Your heart meant well. And you found yourself following a lie. And now I'm telling you, you're following a lie when your heart really meant well from the beginning. And you were deceived. You didn't know. You didn't know. You were deceived. You didn't know. How many people are following me here? Amen. And I'm not holding it against you as if you are someone bad. You didn't know. You were deceived. You followed a lie. Now you don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to take that cloak of righteousness off by you following the law. Because you surrendered to a law that was submitted by lies, you don't want to take that cloak of righteousness that you put on yourself because you practiced the law. You did all the right things under the law of lie. And it made you feel good. It actually falsely cleansed your conscience in the form of practicing your works by saying your prayers of Hail Marys and Our Fathers. And hear me out. There's one Father that is above, and you can go to them. You can go to Him. It's a council. It's a council of universe. It would be shameful to say that there is actually a single God in a sense of one being. But aren't we all made up of one? Can't that be the same as God? A whole council made up of one? So I say we can come to this council of the universe. We can come to this God that I'm talking about and ask Him to forgive us. And if we're faithful and just and we come before Him, He'll be faithful and just to cleanse us. There's no work involved other than just coming before Him, believing by faith to say, Father, forgive me, for I know not what I did. Forgive me, Lord, so that I will know You the more. And take off the cloaks of righteousness from your works. And humble yourself before the God of counsel, the God of the universe, the God of love, the God of mercy. And bring us to this place. I am the vine, and He is the vine dresser. And you are the branch. And if you come into the vine, He will prune the branch. My next message is going to go into the chastening of the Lord. And don't despise the chastening of the Lord. Rejoice in everything. Allow Him to prune the branch. I am beginning to lay a foundation to know God. I am beginning to lay a foundation to know this God that no one knows. But yet they know Him. But they do know Him. Because the truth abides in you. It's just buried. Call me the undertaker. I want to dig you up and resurrect you with the truth. I want to dig you up. I'm not creating any new God. Same God since the beginning of the foundations of this world lives. And this same God that I'm talking about is not a new God. This God that I'm talking about dwells inside of you and has always dwelled inside of you. But it's buried. And I'm here to unbury the God that is alive. It's buried by lies. It's buried by traditions. It's buried by this world. It's buried by the things of this world called cares. It's buried by things that are far beyond what we can comprehend or imagine. And that's why it's so important for you to heed this word and listen to this word, so this word can begin to be the shovel to dig up this dirt and allow this word to be the hand to lift you up. To allow this word to be the water to wash you and cleanse you. Allow this word to be the food to give you the energy that you need to move forward in a world that is nothing but filled with lies. Nothing that wants to keep you drowned, smothering you. It says here, if anyone does not abide in me, he is casted out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. I hope that that's not you. I hope that those that are listening around the world, those that are hearing me today, those that are here, those that will hear this message, I hope that's not you. I don't want to see you burned. I don't want to see you cut off, and I don't want to see you live your life under the grave. I don't want to see you dead. I want to see you with life. I want to see you with your purpose. I want to see you come into everlasting life, a joy, a peace that's far beyond what you even know. You have no clue what this joy and peace is. You have no clue what this righteousness is. You could be walking around thinking that you're wrong and you're not wrong, and you know that you're right. And you know that you know that you know that you're right. This is the righteousness that I'm talking about. The righteousness that you don't care what anybody thinks or says. You know inside your heart that you're cleansed. You know that you're right. And the whole world could say you're wrong. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what God, the Creator, thinks about you. And when He thinks about you and you're righteous, He gives you righteousness, and that's what makes you right. Nothing can say you're wrong. People may think what I'm doing is foolish. People may think that the things that I'm doing doesn't make sense. But I don't care. I got His righteousness inside of me. And I don't care what happens. Because I walk in His righteousness. And I know that what I do is in His righteousness. So I'm right. And I even question myself. What the heck am I doing? Am I wrong? But He comforts me and says, no, I have given you righteousness. And that righteousness is in me. And that's why I say, I am the vine. And He is the vine dresser. And He dressed me in this righteousness. And He has given me a joy and a peace that surpasses everybody else's understanding. When the whole world is falling apart, and the letters keep coming in the mail, I got peace. I got joy. What do you want to do? You want to quickly bury your head further and further in the grave. You want to quickly run away. You want to quickly try to figure out how to end it. You want to quickly avoid relationships. You want to quickly hide. You want to quickly justify. You want to quickly make excuses. You want to make all kinds of things. You want to pile more lies on top of your lies and make it harder for you to even come out of the grave. Please listen to the vine. Please listen to the truth. Please, so that you can experience life, an everlasting life. I understand your situation. You might be saying to yourself, what is he possibly talking about? And I didn't know either until I experienced life. And this life is abundant. Lies don't want it. The lies are attacking me. But that's okay. Do you think that Jesus was upset when he got attacked on the cross? He took it with joy, knowing the glory that was set before him. And I'm taking it for joy, knowing the glory that is set before me. And those who are listening, those who once and tasted and saw the glory and chose to walk away. And you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking to. You that walked away from the glory because you submitted yourself and bowed to lies. You that not stood for truth and came to a place of complacency, not wanting to cause an offense to those that were in the world. Shame on you. I speak, and the words that I speak are not of my own. Ooh, we got glory falling. Green glory. Oh, hallelujah. I say more, Lord. It says here, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified and you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is what it's all about. Are you happy? Are you honest with yourself? Are you happy? Are you really happy? Or do you want happiness? If you are honest with yourself, I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm going to tell you, you're not happy. But I'm going to also tell you, you want happiness. And I don't blame you. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because my joy needs to be filled. And I was honest with myself and realized I had to forsake all to find the life that has been given to me. And if you forsake all, you too will find the life that has been given to you. And you will find this joy that I'm talking about. Not all are called to stand up here and speak like a fool. But everyone is called to a life. And it may be foolish to the world. And I'm going to tell you right now, God has a life for you that the world just doesn't understand. God has a life for you that the whole world is telling you, you can't do it. The whole world is telling you that you can't do this and you can't do that. Because the world is full of a lie and it doesn't know what's inside of you. Only you know what the law is written on your heart. Only you know the truth. Humble yourself before the Lord. Humble yourself and allow that truth to show you the way. And become bold in Him. This word that I speak, me being the vine, and you the branches, as you become part of me, you will hear these words, and these words will help you find your path. These words will help you find the truth. These words will give you strength to be able to cast down the lies that are trying to tell you you can't be who you are. It will destroy the fear. It will destroy the worry. It will destroy the traditions. It will destroy the law. It won't destroy the law completely. It will actually fulfill it. The true law. The law that's written on your heart. You have been conformed by a law that was established by lies. And those lies gave you a life. You didn't know any better. This is what it's called walking in sin. Walking in sin is nothing but you submitting yourself to lies by traditions and the world and cares. And so you're walking in sin. Cleanse yourself. Take off the sin. Come into righteousness. Obey the law, the commandments that are written on your heart. Submit to the law that is written. Submit to God who created you. Submit that what's in you. Submit to honesty. Submit to truth. And that will clothe you in righteousness, and that will give you a life. How many people are following me? Amen. I want to end this message with a word of encouragement. Cast down everything that you know and throw it away. And hear my words. And follow this truth. And become crafted in. Craft yourself into this vine so that you can bear much fruit. If you don't craft yourself into this vine, you won't bear any fruit. You cannot bear fruit of your own. You need to be crafted in. Craft yourself in today, please. I beg of you. If you don't want to come out, if you don't want to be a part, that's fine. Dip yourself into the water. Listen to the messages and put yourself in the water and let yourself start bearing some roots from the Word. Has anyone pruned the branch and dipped it in water and watched roots grow? You didn't necessarily have to go to the garden and be buried into the dirt. But I will say this. That branch cannot live in just the water alone. It needs eventually a place to be rooted. It eventually needs the dirt to be put into and grow into a garden. This is the garden. Bring yourself eventually to the garden. But establish the roots. Put yourself in the water. I'm asking you today, prune yourself. Cut yourself off from what you've been in. Cut yourself off from the religion. Cut yourself off from the lies. Cut yourself off. And call yourself a single branch now. Start somewhere. And then I want you to take a glass, any glass, and I want you to fill it up with this water. I want you to fill it up with this message. Whether this glass is your house, whether this glass is your living room, whether this glass is your cell phone, whatever it is, I want you to fill it up with this water, and I want you to put yourself in it. And I want you to soak. I want you to soak in the word. I want you to soak in this word that I'm saying. And then start bearing some roots. Get yourself established. Get these roots growing. And then I'm going to challenge you. Find a pasture. Find a nice green pasture. If you can't make it out here, I hope and pray that you find a way to make it here. I hope and pray that you find a way that you can actually put your roots in this soil. Because we need one another. I can encourage you so much, but I have Pastor Sam, Pastor Kurt, Pastor Tim. They have awesome water and food and nourishment to feed you. We all need to be fed. I get fed from them. We feed each other, and we need one another, and we can't survive without the garden. We can't survive without the soil. We can't survive without one another. And you're not going to be able to survive out there alone. The videos, the internet, the messages that are recorded, they're good for a moment. But you need relationship. You need to bond with the others inside the garden. So if we can have every head bowed for a moment, I'm going to ask for the Spirit of God to come and wash over us and cleanse us, to bring this revelation of the vine and that you're the branch, to bring the revelation that God is the vine dresser and He prepared me as the vine. I'm no one special other than just the vine. And you too will become a vine. Because God will prune you. He will cut you off and prune you and start your own vine. There are many leaders that are listening. There are many called to be a vine. You are a vine. You are a vine. Let Him prune you. Let Him prune you. And let Him prune you to the point where you rejoice, knowing that you're going to be full and bushy and bear much fruit. I believe everyone that is listening are called to be a vine. I believe we are living in the last days. And I believe God is doing a work. And He's going to raise up those that are foolish enough to submit to the vine dresser. Be a fool. Forsake your life. Forsake it all. Forsake the cares. Those things will come. Don't let them be your idol. Don't have false gods before them. Lay down the cares. Lay them down. Desire to know Him the more. Desire life. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. First, the kingdom of God. First,
life first. Life that's inside. Seek ye first. And all these things, all your cares, all your concerns will be added unto you. Don't put them first. Don't put those concerns first. Don't put the world first. Don't put those things first. Put them first. Father, I pray, touch those now. Touch those leaders. Touch those vines. Touch their hearts. Touch those that are lost. Touch those that are lost, blind, and deaf, and dumb. Do miracles in their lives. Let them hear the word. Let them believe on the one that was sent. Let them believe. Let them not see a man, but let them see you. Let them not judge as though I am in the world, but let them see you do something supernatural. I ask those that are listening now, ask God now. Challenge Him now. If there's something that you want, something that you need, something that you desire right now, this is the open heaven, right now. Make it big. Make it great. Ask, and He will give it to you. Now is the open heaven. Ask. Don't ask with a miss. Ask. No doubt in your heart. Ask. Believe. Because He's going to do something great right now. He's going to make a way where there is no way. He's going to confirm this word where this word was not confirmed. He will show you the truth. He will witness to you with a miracle, with a sign, with a wonder. He will change the hearts of those who cannot be changed. He will make a way where there is no way. He will provide where there is no provision. Father, I thank you, Lord, for honoring our request. I want to glorify you now for the work that you have done. I want to glorify you now for what has already been done. I thank you, Lord, that the war, the battle, has been defeated. That the request that was asked, you fought and won. I thank you, Lord, for you defeating the foes. I thank you, Lord, for the victory that is over our request. And you triumphed and parted the waters where there was no hope. And you revealed yourself in the midst of a perverse generation, in the midst of an unbelieving world. I thank you. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise.